This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
B-Pod Studios.
After a long day, don't trust your sports to just anyone.
That's right, man.
Adam Jones. Yeah. Nights on the Sports Hub.
We're waking up.
Boston sports fans.
Describing our show to anybody is strange.
I mean, this is nonsense.
What makes a show like this tick, tick, tick?
Torture and Rich.
Oh, God, they're so tall.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, we are Torture and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, there are a lot of people trying to find new ways to make money nowadays. I mean, there's Tom Brady getting into the whole NFT thing. Although I think one of his, what was the deal with, I guess the price of his NFT is now down about 80% from what he bought it for. It was like some million, that one of those Bored Ape things, I believe. People are getting their NFTs stolen. Like, how does that happen? I don't even get what the whole Bored Ape thing is. Does anybody understand what that is? Like,
no,
Justin Bieber bought one that was super expensive. And
I know Seth Green had to get his back in order to make some film. No, and that is why I don't intend to, which is why I question the validity of it as a financial investment.
It does seem...
If anything that needs to be explained is, I find to be not the world's greatest investment.
So everyone's trying to find new ways to make money. And, you know, thanks to a bunch of different websites that are built for that, you know, there's people who just want to log on. And maybe like we talked about the other day, there was the women who were taking pictures of their feet and were making tons of money just by sending pictures of people's feet out
Yes.
Did you see the Ringo Starr picture, by the way, that went out there?
Peace and love. Peace and love and dog food.
I don't know if it's all feet. Maybe it's just women's feet that DA likes. I'm not
sure. No.
Thank you, DA. Well,
yeah, DA does not discriminate.
Mm-hmm. Big fan of
even E.T. would be okay. E.T. phone, put your finger in my mouth.
Would it light up? Would the big red thing light up when he does that?
Yes,
ouch,
yes.
Indeed. All right. Okay. All right. Very weird. Mm-hmm. But
explore me. Like you have for this land.
Well, there is somebody, Fred, that has found a way to make money just by being herself. And to be honest, she is one of... she's one of the most pleasant human beings on the planet. And I got to tell you, I have fallen in love with a woman by the name of Ms. Fluff. Now, Ms. Fluff, and here's the thing, is that you can't find her anywhere. Like, she was a lightning in a bottle. And then about a year ago, she, like, disappeared. Now, apparently, it's not like she's, like, died or anything like that, but she just stopped doing stuff online. But
farting in jars?
Well, I mean, Fred, put it this way. She does a little bit of everything. It's not just, hey, I'm you know, doing this or that. Mm-hmm. She gets requests. Now, she's a fairly large woman, but she's also very proud and just awesome and is loving that she's getting money, that people are asking her to do strange things. Let's meet a shooting star, Ms. Fluff.
I'm Ms. Fluff. I live in North Carolina, and I'm a web model. I think the name is Fluff because I thought it was cute and I'm fluffy. My body is just round. It's got like character. My body has just top off my head.
Stop there.
That's a weird thing. Don't chop off my head. What are you talking about?
Yes. Decapitate.
It's got like character. My body has just top off my head.
Chop off your head.
What is she talking about?
Chop off my head.
Who are you to judge? Some of us love decapitation.
Okay, that's very strange. That's very strange. I don't think she means that.
All right. No, she's saying take off her head. She loves her body so much. Mm,
yeah. Chop off my head. My body has its own character. You know what I'm saying? My favorite part of my body is my ass. And I do love my ass, and I want my ass bigger. The second favorite part.
Well, that's it. How could she possibly achieve that? I mean, talk about. Don't put. People have such hard, these tough goals. Imagine wanting your. But then there are women who get surgeries to get their ass bigger. So I don't know, Miss Fluff. Maybe. I keep thinking of my dead cat, Miss Fluff.
Oh, that's right. Your cat was called Miss Fluff. Yes.
It was called, the Fluff. Yes. The Sergeant Arms Fluff. All right. All right. So she loves. People love big fat butts. And a lot of people love fat chicks. So Miss Fluff is having the time of her life. All right, here we go.
And I do love my ass, and I want my ass bigger. The second favorite part and the softest part of my body is my arm. Right here.
That's the softest part of her body. It's not her breasts or anything else. It's her. Is her I would imagine she's flopping that chicken wing right there, like where her tricep would be on a normal person. Is that what she's talking about?
Yeah, she's grabbing it and she's kind of moving it around. Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Part of
baby
my body
powder.
Is my arm, right here.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Huh. Yes.
Miss Fluff, please.
Miss Fluff, yes. Are you there?
You're very fat.
All right, hold on one second. I'm having a technical issue.
She broke the internet. Well.
Yeah. She broke the internet. She broke the machine.
She broke the internet. She broke the machine. All right. Oh, boy. I think that we've
oh, wow. Are they destroying our studio as we speak?
Oh, my God. No, I'm doing a pretty good job of that. Hold on.
So are they unplugging everything? Because I know tomorrow is like the big like switchover, tomorrow night. But
tomorrow
I'm wondering,
night.
are they unplugging as they plug us back in? And
oh, no, this could be operator error. Let me try this again. Hold on.
All right, let's see.
Right here. Yeah. Do you see how my fingers can actually get lost? And my arm.
Ms. Fluff uses her super-sized soft body to make cold, hard cash. Having created her own website, she's now pulling in cash from subscribers who love to watch her online.
It's $15.99 for a 30-day subscription. And, you know, you get to see the pictures, videos, and there's great money to be made. It's about dedication. It's about building yourself up.
Ms. Fluff's fans request photo shoots, which can sometimes be a little bizarre.
The weirdest request I have had was to do a farting video. This one fan told me, he was like, I will pay you $5 a fart. And I didn't respond to him.
So I will raise that. $20 into Ziploc bags, and then they will be mailed via Federal Express.
Oh, man.
$5 a fart. Miss Fluff, I hope you told him where he could stick it. The going rate on payforfarts.com is $20.
What's that website again?
Payingforfarts.com.
Okay, I thought I
We could be quite literal in our fetishes.
Sure.
He was like, I will pay you $5 a fart. And I didn't respond to him. So he said, I will give you $100 if you could just make a couple farts on a video. I was like, you know what? That's not really my thing.
Well,
today, Miss Fluff you. Is preparing for a...
Screw you, Miss Fluff. Think you're so much better than everyone. Fart!
Just make a bunch of farts.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
Fine, I'm exasperated. $100 for one fart.
Wow.
You've worn me down, Miss Fluff.
Sold to the market back with gigantic teeth.
I'm exactly.
The Syracuse degree. Sold to the man with the Spider-Man pajamas.
Make a couple farts on a V. I was like, you know what? That's not really my thing.
Well, then go screw. Who needs you?
Can you imagine, though, the guy? He's just so exasperated. He's like, he's negotiating with her. Excuse me, Miss Fluff. Hello, I will not be ignored. Fine. Shh. Sigh. $100 for one fart. You've worn me down, Miss Fluff. And then you'll send me what you farted on. And I will do with it which I may.
Fart, yeah.
Say it right.
Fart,
pronounce
yeah.
every letter. Mm-hmm. Is that farting?
Fart, yeah.
You uneducated knave. It's farting.
I will pay you $5 a fart. Fart, yeah.
What if 100 years ago they said there's going to be, they went up to like, they got into the town square and they went, 100 years from now, some fat broad's going to get paid up. It's going to turn down $100 to fart. They'd look at you like you had 10 heads. They're like, you know.
We have my wench who would like to bid on thy fart through her pantaloons.
We have this, there's going to be this technology that the whole entire world can, in real time, communicate. And literally everything in documented human history will be available at the click of a button. What do you, what? That's amazing. Do you think there'll be a fat chick that will fart for money?
Fart, yeah.
What are you doing again, miss?
Fart, yeah.
Take a guy in the trunk. Would you pay $5 to watch her fart?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad
oh, well,
that
I
you
mean,
would.
Come on. Ew. Oh, boy. That's the internet.
Make a couple farts. I will pay you $5 a fart.
I like the British lady, too. That makes it legit.
That's right. As if it's like a nature documentary or something.
Exactly. That's right.
It's like David Attenborough. You roll him in for this.
And here we have the fat woman, and we'll wait for her to break wind.
The weirdest request I have had was to do a fart in video.
You knew that was coming. Oh, yeah, the weirdest one, huh? Well, let's see about that. I open up some more emails, Miss Fluff. Miss Fluff, I'll see you in the litter box.
Oh, God. All of a sudden there's dog food and kitty litter. That's what it always gets weird.
Scalebreakers.com.
I can honestly say there's probably no one listening who's ever been offered money to fart.
Oh, stop that. I don't want to hear about it.
I bet you there's
so
one.
Gross. I don't want to hear about it.
I bet you there's one.
No, in real life, I don't want to hear about it. This fluff is funny. I don't want to hear about it in real life. As an abstract concept, it's funny. Like, in real life, I don't want to hear about some chick farting. I don't want to hear about some chick doing what?
Well, that would be...
Fart, yeah.
Or is there more of this?
There's a little bit more in there.
Have we got him from what we come?
There's
than
more.
What we
there's
came
more.
For?
There's more.
I mean, make like, a couple farts.
How'd you find this?
I don't know how I stumbled across. I was just
the whole intro to it was, you know, people are trying to make money nowadays. It's a long way to go just to hear some fat lady talk about farts.
You know, everybody logs on and they go instantly to their bookmark. I just go to Google and type in fart, and I might have been the first thing that happened.
All right. Well, let's finish this thing up. Let's see.
Make
what
a you couple have. Farts on a beat. I was like, you know what? That's not really my thing.
Today, Ms. Fluff is preparing for a more acceptable special request video, which can be quite lucrative.
Those special request videos, they make good money because you can charge them a set rate Or you can charge on one thing and still put it on your website. So it'll be like double the thing. But when I do special request videos, I don't really put it on my website. I kind of let it be like your private gift to you. You know what I mean?
All she needs is a tiny white vest.
Let's try this puppy on.
Why do you think people like to see you trying on clothes that are too small? What does it do for them?
Makes them look... Makes the illusion of me be even more enormous than I am. I like it too, though. I like to hear the sound.
Yes. Shatter those rags. Ooh. Yes.
Farting.
That's... What a classy lady. Those clothes are far too small. Destroy them.
Fart, yeah. Make a couple farts. Ooh. I did it. Now,
I thought you said you wouldn't fart. You're doing it all by accident.
That's just money down the drain.
You think she must have to edit the hell out of her videos if she's never farted in a video? You got to figure she's letting them fly.
I did it. Now, yay!
Yes.
Yay.
Hooray. Yay.
Yay.
Hooray.
Yay.
You're too fat for those clothes. Yay.
Yay.
Hooray.
Yay!
Men are the worst. Just the worst.
Gosh.
Yay!
Some guy's pulling it.
Yay!
Yay! Oh, man.
Now the question is, how am I going to take it off?
Yes.
The Incredible Hulk.
Paint yourself green. And have your father train you so you'll come
in
third.
$100 to paint yourself green.
Paint yourself green and have a domineering father. And lose Arnold Schwarzenegger in a bodybuilding competition.
The Incredible Hulk.
You wanted to be Lou Ferrigno, is what
yes.
you said.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Well, very
the
good.
The Incredible Hulk.
Yes. All right. Well very
she
good.
Is just, was, she is just an absolute, absolute.
Well, I got to imagine there's a good chance she's dead.
No, she's not. I've looked to find out where she is now, and she's not.
Okay,
she just hasn't made videos in a while, unfortunately.
Someone else is taking
her
place.
Stop asking, or what happened?
I mean, there's always going to be a woman who can rip her clothes better. Uh-huh. I mean, you got to figure.
Make a couple farts.
Yes, indeed.
I will pay you $5 a fart. Ooh. Fart, yeah.
All right. All right, very good. We will
and
be
that's
back.
Why we're getting a Marconi.
That's why they didn't talk about us in the LA Times. Is that they're jealous? Mm-hmm. Take that, Nick Wright. What did you do on your show today?
Yeah, summarize this big fella.
Yeah.
Summarize your fart. Sure, you got takes. You got takes about the offensive coordinator, but what are your fart takes, big guy?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Yeah, when was the last time you talked about that? Probably wouldn't even let you. All right, so we will be right back.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Toucher and Rich.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Devers hammers this one to right. Judge looks at it, and the bat's flipped. It's gone. Devers, 25th of the year, and the Red Sox tack on two more. A no doubt about it shot for Rafael Devers.
Let's enjoy the off day tomorrow and be ready to play in Pittsburgh. You know, we're in the business of winning series, and it's important, you know, and the offense, at one point, we're going to get going. You know, those guys are going to hit. You know, those guys carry us for a while, and they can get hot too, you know, right now and do the same thing.
We are Toucher and Rich.
There's a chance.
Well, Dan Shaughnessy wrote, with atmosphere at Fenway electric, it's hard for the Red Sox to admit this is a lost season. No one bought my tickets.
Well, you're saying it's sold out? Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I had them for face value up on one of the ticket resellers, and no one bought them.
I hate to tell you, Fred, if you can't sell those tickets, you're not going to be able to sell any tickets.
No.
Unless at the very end, there's some miraculous, crazy, have to win the last three games to get into the playoffs type of situation. Even then, I mean, Sunday night, Fenway Park, Sunday night baseball against the Yankees, a pretty nice night by all accounts, and you still couldn't sell those tickets, then you're toast for the rest of the season, I would think.
Yeah. I can't get them again. You can't invest in the tickets if you can't sell them, if you can't go.
That's the worst part. And we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. The Red Sox, now that the Patriots are underway here, it's not that people hate the Red Sox. It's that people don't care, which is much worse. And that's where they are right now. I mean, they're 4.5 games out of the last wild card spot in the American League. There are three teams in front of them. Before you get to that last wild card spot, I mean, there isn't any hope, really. And the Red Sox are still trying to sell the fact that they're trying. They're going for it. You know, oh, we got Waka back. You see how good he was last night. It's going to stabilize the rotation. It's all nonsense.
Well, it's a 4.4% chance, according to the Globe this morning. I saw that. There's somebody who's probably Alex Speer, somebody who's got every stat, and he probably figured that out in his brain. 4.4, because he's that smart. 4.4% chance of them making the playoffs, which, by the way, that seems low for a team that's 4.5 games out of a wild card.
There's just so many teams they got to leap. It's just too hard.
And so many teams in their own division they have to play, considering how poorly they played against the AL East.
I mean, John, take a look. So, I mean, after this podcast, Pirates series, which it would be hysterical because, I mean, we thought with the Royals they were going to make up some room, and they obviously didn't. But the Pirates suck. I mean, they're awful. They might be one of the worst teams in the National League. I don't know if they are the worst, but their records, I know they're the bottom of their division. So you got three games against the Pirates. If you're going to do anything, then maybe you can do it then. But then you got the Orioles, which every game's going to mean everything because of how close they are to them in the standings. Then you got the Blue Jays, then the Rays, and then the Twins, and then the Rangers. I mean, and then the Rays again, and then Orioles, Yankees. I mean, it's not – the road seems almost impossible. But, John, are you feeling it after last night?
you got
Red Sox fever.
I just think it's great. They won two out of three when it didn't matter. And the Yankees are playing much worse than the Red Sox are right now. That's the thing that's getting lost in all of
this.
They're
swooning. They're swooning.
Yeah, they're 8-15 since the All-Star break. And this team that was supposed to – was on pace to win 116, 117 games – and now looking up at teams like the Dodgers and the Mets and Houston. I mean, the warning signs were there beforehand when Houston would beat the Yankees in a series and do it convincingly. And now the Yankees have to look at themselves and go, well, maybe we're not the best. Maybe we, you know, there were some, you know, chances now that Houston are going to give us a trouble. I wouldn't bet the Yankees. I wouldn't bet the Yankees to do anything at this point.
I think the Mets have a better chance than the Yankees.
Yes, they do.
However, yeah, what Aaron Judge is doing right now is utterly absurd.
In a contract year, he is going to make $40 or $45 million in free agency. You're going to break the bank. And the question is now, and they were talking about this on a broadcast last night. How many years do you give Judge, who's going to be 30? So 7 times what? $40 million a season?
Will he be the highest paid player in baseball?
Yes.
Maybe
until Ohtani next year. But yes, Judge will be the highest player, paid player in Major League Baseball.
Per year. I don't know. It's not going to be the largest contract.
You start at 7 years and $280 million, right?
What did Springer sign? Springer signed like a 2-year deal. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought Springer was like 2 years, like with a crazy average value.
Are you thinking about Trevor Bauer, that one?
No. No, I know they gave Bauer 1-year increments because he was in the
40 million last year. Springer, 6 years, 150?
Oh, I thought he signed. Who am I thinking of then?
Well, so Mike Trout got that like $420 million one.
Who signed with Minnesota?
Oh, that's Correa.
Correa. Yeah, Correa took a short-term deal. That's who I was thinking.
Yes, that's
Correa.
Right. Yeah,
he took like a 2-year deal. So I don't know. I mean, if you could offer Judge a short-term deal for a crazy average value.
Yeah, Correa was 3 years, 105.
All right, there you go.
So yeah, that's the short-term deal you were thinking of. But no, Judge is going to get at least 6 or 7 years. I mean, he's got one big contract left, and this is it. So at the age of 30, with that kind of body. Even though he's huge, you'd have to think that, you know, he's going to break down the last 2-3 years of that contract. So he's going to make at least 40. Guy's going to hit 55 or 60 homers this year and drive on 130 runs. I mean, and hit around 280, 300. And so he's a guy who's going to be the best hitter in the lineup that he joined. So it's got to be 7 years, 280. I would think that's where you start.
And the question is, will the Yankees be that team?
Of course they will, because you can't lose him. He is the face of your franchise. He might be one of the faces of Major League Baseball. You can't lose him. And they'll outbid everyone. They'll have to.
I don't know about that. I don't know. You could get like a Texas that could come in and blow him away.
The Yankees made a mistake, of course, of letting it go this far.
Yeah,
they've cost themselves how much money in the last 18 months? This is one of those situations where the Yankees really effed up pretty badly.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm. We'll see. We'll see if the team doesn't come out of nowhere. It seems to happen a lot nowadays. That some team might just come out of nowhere and blow them away. All right. We will be back in just a moment, Miss Fluff. I mean, we will be back.
Fart, yeah.
Thank you, Miss Fluff. That's what you'll be doing when we're gone?
Ooh. Fart, yeah.
You were ripping your clothes and farting all over the place.
I did it!
Yay! Hooray! You did it!
Make a couple farts.
Yes, yes. Well done! Overture, hit the lights. Break those clothes, they're way too tight. And maybe 100 for a fart.
Is that the Miss Fluff musical as sung by D.A.?
Yes. Overtures, hit the lights. Rip those clothes, they're far too tight. And here's 100 bucks for a fart. Come on with the show, let's get started.
Anybody got any Les Miserables music?
Yes. I'll be Les Miserables if you don't bring me. They said neon lights are bright on
Broadway. They say there's always magic in the deep air.
Yeah. I'll be lame as a rob if you don't break wind, but quick. I've been holding my ticket now for 2 hours waiting.
The Miss Fluff musical starring D.A.
When the audience likes you, they throw tomatoes.
Oh, really?
So you'll stomp around at them.
Ah.
Make ketchup.
Enormous.
Thank you. Miss Fluff.
Fluffy.
Right. All right. Very good. We've learned so much about Miss Fluff today.
That's why Nick Wright is a fan of ours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I bet you he hasn't talked about Miss Fluff today. Tomorrow it's probably going to be his whole show.
Yeah.
Be talking about... He could certainly smell him from a mile away. He's got a big honker. All right. We will be right back.
Fluffy!
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
We're waking up. Boston sports fans.
This really feels like a big-time radio show.
Torture and Rich.
Are you listening out there?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, we are Torture and Rich. And Bob Sosie, who is, I would imagine, at Patriots training camp, which is due to start at 9:30 this morning. Is that
9:45? 9:45. The assistant coaches will have their say in front of the media 9:15, so they pushed the start back 15 minutes. 9:45 this morning.
Okay.
Any sign of Dante Scarnecchia that they keep whispering about wanting to bring him down?
I've not seen him yet, no.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well,
that's when you know things are going well when you are fetishizing about having an old offensive line coach come in.
Did you see that guy, and I'm sure he didn't watch the game, but did you see the dude on the Bills who had, what was it, an 83-yard punt, I believe?
Oh, the punt god. Yes, that was the guy.
Here it is.
His first punt today. And it's a big one. Wow, look at this, to the 15, and it's a touchback.
I mean, it was an 82-yard punt. An 82-yard punt, net 62, out to the 20. And I think you found your punter.
He had two punts last year of 80-plus yards, and another one here in his first punt as a member of the Bills.
I chased a lot of punts in my day. I never chased an 82-yarder.
They're having the time of their lives. I mean,
is that Steve Tasker?
I don't know.
That might have been Steve Tasker. Now, is that the punting kid?
That's the punt god. That's what they call
punt,
him.
That is the punt god. That is the kid that was that they. I'll tell you what. When was he drafted? What round?
He was sixth round. Sixth round out of San Diego State.
I bet you there's a lot of people that aren't going to make NFL teams next year that this kid should have been taken out of.
Now, is that all, like, is that just all leg, or can he pin it between the, you know, the end zone and the 5-yard line? Like, is he accurate too, or is he just like, you know,
he's called a god. Called a god, so he must have something going on.
God, you know, must be pretty good.
Yeah, there's got some going on with him, but okay, because the age old question is, Ray Guy was a first round pick. By the Oakland Raiders. They took Ray Guy punter in the first round. And he ended up being a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
So if this kid ends up being a Hall of Fame punter,
yep,
would he have been worthy of a higher than a sixth round pick?
Of course.
So, I mean, that's a value pick by the Buffalo Bills there.
I just can't wait for the Patriots to play the Bills because someone's going to ask Belichick about this kid, and it's going to be 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It just brings back memories of driving back from Storyland. Driving back from Storyland, and the Patriots were playing the Rams when the Rams sucked.
Johnny Hecker, baby.
And all they had was Johnny Hecker. And
yeah.
And the station was the only thing to listen to, the 98.5 The Sports Hub. And I'm driving through these North Conway neighborhoods and everything, and I just hear Belichick droning on and on and on about the punter.
Yep.
And he goes, oh, my God, is this so boring. Please, just for the love of God, change the subject. Change the scenery. Something happened. This is hellish.
Oh, man.
This experience.
All right, but 82 yards, that is Bill Belichick's wet dream right there. Like, this guy has got to be – I wonder if he's – as I said, I saw that. I'm like, well, that's unbelievable. And that's obviously great if you're in trouble, you know, at the far end of the field. But, you know, part of the specialty of a punter is sticking it right where it needs to be, you know. And I don't know if he can do that. But I'm sure that they're going to find out soon. I guess he was the second punter that was picked in this draft. He wasn't. Okay. He wasn't even taken first.
Well,
out of all the punters that are out there.
That other team whiffed, man. You got to take this guy.
There's no very few other gods.
No,
like there are him. But the god of I will mention this again because I thought how ridiculous it was. Obviously, Zach Wilson didn't look terrible in the limited action that he had.
How long did he last before he got knocked out?
It was the second possession for the Jets. He threw an interception on his first possession. And
okay.
Then he completed some short passes and then took off on that run like an idiot. And he goes down, right? And it looks bad because no one touched him. And, you know, he's limping off. And they said it was his knee. So, obviously, you think that something terrible has happened to his knee. But even Zolak texted me this. Do I still have the Zolak? I might not even still have it because I don't remember who it was. But it was, like, Captain NFL Doctor or something tweeted, well, it looks like we're reporting that it's a torn ACL. just based on, first of all, what doctor would make a prognosis based on just seeing something on television and without even like any investigation into it? Like, that doesn't sound like a doctor I'd want to go to. Some guy who's just like tossing out theories without looking at anything. And it was just kind of accepted as fact that he had torn his ACL. And then I thought they were going to go get Garoppolo, and I thought, wow, they might finish 500 this year, or can't finish 500 anymore. They might finish a game under 500 this year, but no. They're going to find out today how long I'll be out. But
and it's
play.
Only 2-4. They're saying the most it could be is 4, according to... Although Robert Saleh, he does not sound like he wants to hear that. He's like, I am... we're not out of the woods yet.
He because he said Mikhail Becton wasn't hurt that bad. Yeah. And then Becton's out for the season. He'll probably never play football again. And you don't want to say anything about it, but the thing is that if he's out 4 weeks, he's not going to play. I mean, he needs to practice. I mean, he needs repetition. You can't.
Flacco's not still the backup, is he? Flacco's not the guy. He's still
Flacco
there.
Okay. The backup.
So yeah. Flacco's your backup, and I
played Baltimore in week one, right?
So So I mean, that
revenge
might get
game.
If they could flex that game, I'm sure they would flex it to Sunday night.
but just think about it. I mean, when I heard that happen, it sucks for Zach Wilson. I want to see whether he's going to be good or not. But I mean, the moment where I was like, oh my God, Jimmy Garoppolo could be in this division. It was just with a team that is people are saying is better than, you know, is going to make a decent jump this year, even without a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo, even with Zach Wilson. They're expected to at least be a better team than last year. Sure enough, I mean, their offseason was pretty good. So, I mean,
well, there was talk of like that Cleveland and the Jets were going to be trying to outduel each other for Garoppolo, like that there was going to be like an arms race to get Garoppolo. And then it turned out that the Jets are out on it, and we'll see what happens with Deshaun Watson.
Well, somebody is trying to to sabotage the 49ers, because that report just came out this morning about how, and it was, I guess, a coach who was on the staff back in 2018, which you could probably look and maybe figure out. I mean, I know they have a bunch of them, but you could probably figure out which one might have had a vendetta. But he's coming out and saying that after Jimmy Garoppolo signed that massive contract, that he ignored his coaches after getting that. And that happened, I guess, for every year since then in the offseason. Basically, he would not answer his phone. He didn't return calls, didn't return texts, and just vanished. And I know that there's like some sort of protection that the players have where they don't have to do any football-related activity for a certain period of time. But the expectation, if you are the franchise quarterback of a team, that is that you have to be better than that. You have to be somebody who answers those calls and just at least be somewhat in contact with the powers that be. And I guess he completely ghosted them from that moment on. And it just seems to me like somebody has a vendetta right now against the 49ers and are trying to make his value a lot less so they can get something for him. Because you're right. I mean, the Jets could have used him. I don't know about now.
No.
He's going to end up on Seattle. He's going to end up on Seattle eventually.
I don't know. He could end up on Cleveland. If I'm Seattle, I'm not in any rush to pay anybody any money. They're not winning. That would just be a coach, you know, saying I'm an old man and I don't feel like losing as much as I could.
Seattle, great quarterback class too next year. Great quarterback class next year.
Yeah, and so like Cleveland, I would think would be the most likely team, but we'll see. Because if I'm Seattle, I'm tanking. If I'm Seattle, I want to draft a quarterback. I want my choice of quarterbacks.
You know, you have a good point, because even if they do trade for Garoppolo, who I will say again, he's a passenger on a good team. You know, you have to depend on good running game, a great running game, and a great defense with him as your quarterback. So if you're Seattle and you're already looking up at everyone else in that division, does getting Garoppolo guarantee you a playoff spot? Does getting Garoppolo guarantee you not finishing last in that division?
It depends on what the ownership, like whether ownership is freaking out that the fans are pissed, or you can sell them on we're doing this so next year we get a franchise quarterback.
I guess I can get away with this season.
The 12s are nuts from everything you read. But look, honestly, if I'm Seattle and it's a choice of going 7-10 and finishing last, or 4-13 and finishing last, I would rather go 4-13 and get myself a quarterback next spring.
Yes. So again, and Cleveland probably feels like they want to be in play, at least sniffing around playoff position when Deshaun Watson comes back. So that would be, if I was Cleveland, I'd be interested in Garoppolo. If I was the Jets, I would have been interested in Garoppolo just because they can't win four games again. They've bought as much time as they could. But now that Zach Wilson's coming back, they have no need for him.
What happened to the legend of Mike White? Remember that?
Mike Effin White, baby. Yeah.
He's on the team.
He's the backup now. Yeah.
He's the backup. You know, he'll be on the roster. Don't you worry. He'll make that roster. Mike White will be there after his one good game. But Zach Wilson will be there banging MILFs and tearing up his knee for no reason. In a preseason game, like an idiot. I couldn't watch the game, and so but I was sitting around bored, so I put on like Gamecast, and I said, "Oh, what's the box score? Oh yeah, he's throwing a pick. He's 1-for-3 with a pick. Yep, that sounds about right. Good for Zach Wilson. I mean, that kid's got something wrong with him. I guess he has the yips. He had him last year.
That was the word at the end of last year. Yes. But they said that he had gotten a trainer and somebody who's like a quarterback whisperer to turn around.
No, they brought his college quarterback or his quarterback coach he had had growing up. They brought him in. All right, Bob Sosi will join us from Foxborough in just a moment.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.